Hi, welcome to another episode of Paul Ton Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got a friend of the show, Arnold Alderman, back. So what are you going to talk about today, Arnold?
Well, Alex, I'm going to talk about the present state of packaging for compound semiconductors, you know, the silicon carbide and GaN devices that are in development. What's wrong with this present packaging, and what needs to be done to improve the situation?
Well, it's very, very apparent. Even third-party people in some other places, you know, someone at sports stadiums, you know, boy, passive packages and semiconductor packages are getting way too inefficient. Actually, not that terrible, but everybody knows that the packages stink.
Well, that's correct. Certainly, silicon carbide and GaN devices are hot topics, and these technologies have become commercially viable.
But what are the problems?
Well, the problems are that there's been plenty of hype and performance expectations, but they haven't carried through, and as a result, efficiency is not as good as it should be. The ultra-low RDS(on) by millimeter figure of merit is, you know, leading to expectations of much increased performance.
Magic chips.
And also the expectation of no switching losses and being able to switch at higher frequencies.
Right, higher, faster, bigger, better, the perfect material. You know, GaN and silicon carbide are going to change your life.
Yeah, smaller, not bigger.
Exactly. But what I meant as far as superlatives of performance.
Yes, yes.
See, because that's always what we seem to hear lately is everyone has superlative performance. But as you're going to bring up in this, you know, you're saying with packaging, obviously there are many slips between the cup and the lip.
Well, that's correct. These devices are not performing to full expectations, and much of that is due to the package limiting the performance. For instance, I shudder every time I see a compound semiconductor device in either a TO220 or TO247 package through hole or surface mount. We're developed over 20 years ago, much slower silicon power devices, and they have very high inductance and high connection resistance.
The Edison socket of the industry.
Yeah. And then for higher current applications, they have these bulky chip and wire modules, Econopacks, and the larger modules with high inductance. So it's a problem.
Well, and legacy's got to be an issue. I mean, why do you think that the suppliers are using the packages?
Well, the first reason is very simple. These packages are available, so I'm going to use what is available. Further, the customers that they have are familiar with those packages.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
Yeah, and they will readily pick them up, not realizing the limitations they're imposing on the performance of their devices. And then finally, you know, these startup compound semiconductor companies, and there's quite a few of them out there, have focused all their efforts and their money on the semiconductor device. And packaging has been an afterthought. And finally, when they do have a device, say, oh, what package are we going to put it in? And there's not one really that will give them the performance.
Well, Alex Leto's company is even selling his packageless.
Yes, and that's a very clever approach.
He's a clever man. But yes, you were saying though it is. It's really interesting because you've got these people. But then again, the other side of the coin is I have talked to some gallium and nitride and silicon carbide companies. More in the RF space, working really hard on the packaging because the parasitics are so much more apparent in that space. But they're really trying hard, and their advances are also help regular silicon.
Well, they're headed in the right direction, and certainly RF design is very applicable to high-speed power switching designs. Yet, most of these packages are lower current, 4 to 15 amperes. And
these have to be much higher power.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what's the result of all of this?
Well, the result of putting Maserati chips in a Volkswagen package is the following.
You get a 70s muscle car.
Yeah, the results are disappointing. Manufacturers are suggesting that their switching times that they're getting, these new switching times, are 50 to 105 nanoseconds and that they're top performing. But the number should be 3 nanoseconds.
Right. It's all package parasitics.
And then switching times. Oh, well, we're moving from 20 to 30 kilohertz up to 50 to 100 kilohertz. That's great. Well, it's not. One compound semiconductor supplier out there has already proven that 800 kilohertz is where they should be operating for not just power supplies, but for motor drives.
Well, motors are very important in the current marketplace. Nothing goes on without motion. It's either if you're not transmitting information, you're moving something.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that most of these motor drives have filters on the output so that there's not high stress on the motors themselves from the converter. And when you raise the frequency of operation, you reduce significantly the passive filter network that's on the output of these drives.
And then, of course, that impacts thermal performance.
That's correct. It's very important that that the losses be transferred from inside the package to outside and maintain proper cooling.
That makes all the sense in the world. So, what needs to be done? Let's do a call to action right now, you and me, for the industry.
Well, we got to cut to the chase, Alex. New packages need to be developed. The packaging engineers need to just, start with a clean sheet of paper and create packages that do not hinder the performance of the silicon carbide and GaN power switches and diodes. And I'm glad to report that, fortunately, that's starting to happen.
Okay.
Semiconductor Packaging Solutions, a company located right here in Southern California.
Gotta love it.
They've created a whole new, very practical packaging technology, what they call the MicroMax Pack technology, that improves compound semiconductor performance 1 to 3 orders of magnitude, all based on over 30 years of high-volume power packaging design and manufacturing experience.
Mm-hmm. So how do they do that?
By simply answering the question, what is needed? They very cleverly springboarded off the compound semiconductors itself. For instance, GaN dye can be reduced to 1/10 of the equivalent silicon power dye and have 1/5 the losses. Reduced sizes and losses are key enablers for molded lead frame packages with much higher power output, reducing the mechanical and the thermal complexity of isolators, heat sinks, and other hardware. And the same concept applies to silicon carbide dye.
So what kind of package specs can be achieved?
Well, let's first recognize that the ideal package should be a near chip scale, leadless, and wire bondless package. The SPS package specs are very impressive. The MicroMax technology enables power densities above 300 watts per centimeter cube.
That's nice.
Switching frequencies up to 100 megahertz. Negligible package inductance of less than 0.2 nanohenries. Low package resistance of less than 200 micro ohms,
low
thermal resistance, half the thermal resistance of power DFN. And it's voltage scalable from 10 volts to 1700 volts.
Really?
And lastly, and very importantly, the compound semiconductor devices can be operated at higher thermal
loads,
a higher temperature operation. And so this package technology allows operation to near 200 degrees C operation, well above the 175 now used for automotive. And it could operate even higher with better materials.
Got you, got you. Now, are we just talking about a switch here? I mean, what kind of circuit configurations are we talking about here?
Well, besides a single switch, which can obviously be made, the PFC transistor and diode combination, the half bridge, the bridge, and the three-phase bridge.
Cast codes and such.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, this type of structure is ideal for a parallel die switches for higher currents.
Got you.
Then it's important to put the associated devices that work with these switches inside the package. And so the technology uses a 3D packaging arrangement where you can put the gate driver and the associated shrubbery right into the surface mount package.
Nice.
Keep the interconnect very tight with ultra-low inductance and resistance.
There you go. There you go. Now, all right, let's cut to the chase. Everybody wants to know what are we talking about price-wise?
Well, price-wise, that's very encouraging because this technology is low cost. It's based upon basically on the QFN and DFN power package platform, and so therefore it's going to be excellent for low-cost, high-volume packages in this new technology.
Got you, got you. Now, then we're talking really the result, yeah. What do you think about it? So, I mean, at the end of the day, having said all of that, what do we have?
Well, first of all, I have to say it's pretty exciting. The high-performance devices will be available in the 40 to 100-amp range. And imagine a 200-amp, 600-volt, or a 100-amp, 1200-volt, half-bridge switch configuration in a very cost-effective package that is just 15 millimeters by 8 millimeters by 1 millimeter. And able to operate above 1 megahertz. This is unheard of performance and unheard of power density.
Well, you know, obviously the audience is going to want to investigate that to verify information for themselves. Where can they go to get information on this? What's the website?
Well, interested listeners should contact SPS, and they can contact them at spspower.com, and they will be available to answer any of the questions you might have regarding the MicroMax pack technology.
There you go. Well, packaging is really, really important. I mean, Infineon just recently came out with a leadless TO package. I mean, I know it's all incremental steps. You can't just leapfrog to the perfect package, but the more we all try to get there, I think the better off everyone is.
Absolutely, and incrementally will be a long path. But making the jump to something like the MicroMax pack technology, and I'm sure others are working on technologies out there, is the answer, because we need to get there very quickly to just take full advantage of the performance that silicon carbide and GaN devices offer in power applications.
Got you completely. I'm in complete agreement, Arnold. Well, Arnold, thank you so much for coming again to the show. We're going to drag you back in here again in the very near future to talk about something else. But for the meantime, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure, Alex.
Oh, well, the pleasure is mine. So, hey, Arnold, you take care. And I would also like to thank the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paul for Paul Thon Power. Have a great day.